Song of Solomon, Chapter 4. Look, you are beautiful, my love, look, you are beautiful. Your eyes are doves behind your veil. Your hair is as a flock of goats that lie along the side of Mount Gilead, your teeth are like a flock of ewes that are newly shorn, which have come up from the washing, of which everyone has twins, and none is bereaved among them. Your lips are like a thread of scarlet, and your mouth is comely. Your temples are like a piece of a pomegranate behind your veil. Your neck is like the Tower of David, built for an armory, on which hang 1,000 bucklers, all the shields of the mighty men. Your two breasts are like two fawns that are twins of a roe, which feed among the lilies until the day is cool and the shadows flee away. I will get myself to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. You are entirely beautiful, my love, and there is no spot in you. Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. With me from Lebanon, look from the top of Amana, from the top of Senir and Hermon, from the lion's dens, from the mountains of the leopards. You have ravished my heart, my sister, my bride. You have ravished my heart with one of your eyes, with one chain of your neck. How fair is your love, my sister, my bride, how much better is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your oils than all manner of spices. Your lips, O my bride, drop as the honeycomb. Honey and milk are under your tongue, and the smell of your garments is like the smell of Lebanon. A garden shut up is my sister, my bride. A spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Your shoots are an orchard of pomegranates, with precious fruits. Henna with spikenard plants. Spikenard and saffron. Calamus and cinnamon, with all trees of frankincense. Myrrh and aloes, with all the chief spices. You are a fountain of gardens, a well of living waters, and flowing streams from Lebanon. Awake, O north wind, and come, you south. Blow on my garden, that its spices may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his precious fruits.